Hello, it's me again with another device. This is the Avato DMS16W1 one-channel dimmer smart switch with CBU, talking to a Puya PY32F002A TSSOP20MCU. The Puya MCU is well documented and has had some interesting followings on Electrida. CBU logout from power on. After desoldering the CBU riser, the factory firmware was dumped using Easy Flasher. Attached. The extracted config was baud 115,200. With a multimeter, I determined the following traces, so I have everything I need to capture communications between the Puya and the CBU, and potentially to use J-Link to read the flash of the Puya. Sadly, I was not able to get a connection from J-Link to the MCU, despite my best efforts, even with NRST reset pulled low. Moving on to the communication between the CBU and the Puya. Taika MCU Analyzer was a winner for capturing all I could toggle and set within the official Tuya app. Those features being, and with the CBU RISE desoldered, we can easily switch between Open Beacon and the factory firmware to recheck default behavior by removing the Puya from the equation in this setup. And, with two USB TTL adapters in the mix, we can capture communications in real time when setting up OBK AutoExec. The full extent of the DPIDs being, I did not see DPIDs 13 and 47 in all my fiddling in the Tuya app, trying every function, boot communication, or Tuya MCU send query state. Fast forward to the current state of the AutoExec, which gives us the countdown to power on timer field, numerical value will change every 30 seconds. As the CBU receives an update from the MCU on time remaining. This is as far as I have gone for now. Most functions appear to be working in Open Beacon, though I've not yet tested with mains power and an incandescent bulb. Certainly the communications I'm watching in the NCU analyzer mirror what was seen in factory firmware. There is one thing I don't yet know how to replicate. The brightness range, DPID3, allows you to customize the range from both ends. This is this screen in the Tuya app. The yellow indicator can be toggled from the left to right to reduce the minimum, as well as from right to left to reduce maximum. This can be seen in factory with these comms. It also involves DPID2. I'm not sure how this can be replicated in OBK. One thing I did notice was that although I've set the dimmer range to Tuya MCU set dimmer range 200-1000, same as factory. Open Beacon only displays a fixed 0 to 100 value range in the GUI for that channel when using the slider. It does, however, communicate the right values to the MCU. Suggestions for improvement, welcome.